Krishna, to all the devotees who have joined us online today. And happy Ashadi Ekadashi to all of you. So, Shri Radha Damodhar Bhagwan ki jai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki jai, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shri Shri Gaunithai ki jai, Lakshmi Nishingadev Bhagavan ki jai, Giriraj Govardhan ki jai, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Iskon Vartaman Guru Vrind ki jai, Vancha Kalpataru Bhayascha Kripa Sindhu Vayevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrind ki jai. Rukmini Vittal Bhagavan ki jai. So today is a very, very auspicious day, Ashadi Ekadashi Day, also known as Padma Ekadashi, also known as Pradama Ekadashi, also known as Devashayani Ekadashi, a very, very special day. So of course, every Ekadashi is special. So Ekadashi is a day when we use all our senses to get close to the Lord. Ekadashi is a day when we do Upavasa. That means trying to get closer to the Lord by keeping the Lord in our constant remembrance. But this particular Ekadashi, the Prathama Ekadashi, or we also call it in our local language here in Telugu, Tuli Ekadashi. So it's very, very special because on this day, the Lord goes to sleep, Yoga Nidra, and the Devatas also go to sleep. So it's very special because Devatas are responsible for the day-to-day management of the affairs of the universe. So when they're going to go to sleep, they are worried because they have responsibility. They have to take care of the living entities. They're performing various fire sacrifices, and the Devatas, they accept those oblations and they give fruits in return. But now when the Devatas are going to sleep, then who is going to take the result of those fire sacrifices? Who is going to take care of the management of the universe? So, the Devatas, they went to the Lord. They approached the Lord and they said, so, we're going to go to sleep. So, who is going to take care of this world? So, then the Lord said, okay, don't worry. Because see, what happens when the policeman takes rest, then the thieves become very active. So now, because the Devatas are going to take rest, the demons are going to become very active. So the demigods say, ask Lord Vishnu, what's the solution? So Lord Vishnu says, don't worry. Here is Ekadashi Devi, and anybody who follows this Ekadashi and corresponding other Ekadashis, they will be always protected from bad elements. They will be taken care. At the same time, if you see during this, this Deva Yoga Nidra time, when the Lord and the demigods are taking rest, you see for this 4 months, no special activities or no fire sacrifices or any such rituals are conducted. Because these rituals are aimed as an offering to the Devatas, but the Devatas are sleeping. So this is very, very special Ekadashi, because from today they will sleep for 4 months. It is like this. See, there is a little arithmetic here. Just like we have 12 hours day and 12 hours night, our 6 months, a human being's, our calendar is 365 days. So our 6 months are Devatas' day, and our rest of the 6 months are Devatas' night. So now starts Devata's night. Devata's day is getting close and the night is starting. But at the same time, just like, even though we have 12 hours day and 12 hours night, we don't sleep for 12 hours. We make prasadam ready, we make the bed ready, we read Bhagavatam, we do so many things, and then we sleep for 6 hours. So similarly, even though the night starts, they won't sleep for 6 months. They'll sleep for 4 months. So they'll sleep from today, and then they'll get up after 4 months in Uttana Ekadashi, which comes in the month of Kartik. So this 4 months, they're taking rest. And in their absence, somebody has to take care of this whole affairs. Somebody has to make sure that all are protected. So what will protect us during these times is fasting, festivals, smaranam, association of devotees. So japa, Vaishnav Seva, all this if we do properly, then we are safe. Otherwise, this is a pretty risky period because our protectors are taking rest. Of course, all said and done, their taking rest is not like our rest. Lord in Yoga Nidra also is completely conscious. But the whole point is, there are a lot of other things also connected to this. See, if you see, even in a scientific way, the rainy season starts now. Right? From today, the Chaturmas starts, you know, which is having a very important significance in our spiritual lives. So today is the beginning of the rainy season. So now what happens? Rainy season means generally it's humidity, the humid climate. Now humidity is otherwise not good because in the humid climate, small organisms or virus, they breed a lot. Actually, virus is always there in the air. It's always there 365 days a year. But during certain weather conditions or climatic conditions, these viruses, they breed a lot. So now because the humidity has increased, this virus in the air will breed a lot. So that is why during these 4 months, we are disease prone. So one should be all the more careful. That's why in the olden days, as soon as the Chaturmas period starts, they say don't travel. Stay at one place. And even the food restrictions, see, people sometimes ask, why do they fast in Chaturmas? What's the special thing? The whole point is, just like during the humid climate, if you burn the wood, if the wood is wet, it will not get burned. The wood has to be dry to be burned. But if it's humid, then the wood is wet, it will not burn. Similarly, in our body, in the stomach, there is a fire for digestion. But during these 4 months, that fire is very weak. So whatever you eat, it takes more time to digest. So that is why during the Chaturmas, they ask you, don't eat so much. Take something light. Try to fast. If you take one time a day, the food, it is enough. And now because the devatas, our protectors of the sattvic people are taking rest, we should do all the more austerities on pious karma to safeguard ourselves. So also, you see, that's why all the festivals are now. You know, we'll just now Janmashtami and Balram Jayanti and then Radhashmi and then there will be Govardhan Puja and there will be so many things now. Diwali, Dasera, all the festivals will come in Chaturmas. So it's just to keep us busy. Everything is designed in such a way, you know, by the will of the Lord, that this 4 month of Chaturmas will be busy in Smaranam of the Lord, and this is the ideal thing to do. Because this time the body is disease prone, situation is like that, climate is humid, and there are so many physical inconveniences of travel. So one stays in one place and does Hari Smaranam. So that's why you see Chaturmas has a lot of special significance. If you see, so many leelas also happen during Chaturmas. You see Narad Muni, what he did during the Chaturmas, he was serving the Bhakti Vedantist. And then he took the remnants of them. And then in the next life, he got the celestial body. He got a special spiritual body. You see the pastime of Abhimanyu kidnapping Subhadra. That also happened during Chaturmas. Abhimanyu was staying in Dwarka for 4 months as a sannyasi. And then he gets married to Subhadra. And then we also see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He went to Ranganath, Sri Rangam, during this Chaturmas, and how he stayed in the house of Venkata Bhatta, and how Gopal Bhatta was serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then we know afterwards Gopal Bhatta goes to Vrindavan and then he helps the other Goswamis in spreading Krishna consciousness. There's another special pastime that happens in Chaturmas because the residents of Navadvip, they used to spend their 4 months of Chaturmas in Jagannath Puri. We all know that they used to come before Chaturmas begins. That means they used to come for attending Ratha Yatra. And then they used to stay on for 4 months. And at the end of Chaturmas, they used to go back to their homes. In fact, today is another special day. Today is Ulta Ratha Yatra. So today the Jagannath Ratha is going back from the Gundicha temple. So many special things, the beginning of Chaturmas, a special Ekadashi, Ulta Ratha, so many special things happen today. So during this time, the devotees, they spend time with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these 4 months in Harinam Sankirtan and listening from him. So during one such Chaturmas, one of the devotees, group of devotees who had come from Kulin Gram, they had posed beautiful questions to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were asking that, "My Lord, we are so happy when we are in your association for 4 months of Chaturmas. But what do we do the rest of the 8 months? We miss your association. We have to stay without you. So what are we supposed to do? Please guide us. We are grihasthas." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Okay, you do Harinam, Namasmarana, Namajapa and Vaishnav Seva. There's 2 things you do." So then they asked, "Okay, you're asking us to do Vaishnav Seva, but who is a Vaishnav? How do I know whom to serve?" And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "Anybody who chants Krishna's name once is a Vaishnav." So they become satisfied. Then next year when they come again during Chaturmas, again they ask, "My Lord, we'll miss you for 8 months. What are we supposed to do as Grihasthas? Please give us instruction." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "Nam Japa and Vaishnav Seva." They again ask, "But how do we know who is a Vaishnav?" Then this time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "One who constantly chants the name of Krishna is a Vaishnav." They become very happy and satisfied. The next year when they again come back during the Chaturmas and they spend time with the Lord, and while they are departing, they ask the Lord, "What's the instruction for us?" And the Lord says, "Nam Japa, chant the holy name of Krishna and do Vaishnav Seva." And they ask again, "Who is a Vaishnav? How do we know?" And then again Lord says, this time a different answer. The Lord says, "Anybody by seeing whom you are reminded of Krishna, he is a Vaishnav. You should serve this kind of Vaishnav." And this Vaishnav Seva, just for this term of Vaishnav Seva, is very much relevant to our today's Ashadi Ekadashi, because Ashadi Ekadashi has a special significance and special connection to Pandharpur Dham in Maharashtra, and the whole manifestation of Pandharpur Dham has happened because of Vaishnav Seva. Now I'll tell you how. Now, there was this one boy called Pundalik. Pundalik, or some people call him Pundarik. Now, this boy was born to Janu Dev and Satyavati. And he was good looking boy, pious. But some way he got distracted and he was disobedient to his parents, or rather he was not serving his parents very nicely. So the parents were worried because they were very pious Vaishnavas, worshipping the Lord regularly and following all the rules and regulations. But they were very disappointed to see their son who was not serving them properly. So then they decided, maybe we should get him married. Once he gets married, then he'll become a good gentleman. But to their horror, once he gets married, he becomes more rebellion. He's not serving his parents and become very self-centered, taking care of only himself and his wife. So now this poor Vaishnavas, they didn't know what to do. So one fine day, they approach their son. "My dear son, can you take us to Kasi? We want to go on a pilgrimage." So he says, "I'm very busy. I can't do that. You go ahead. You continue with your pilgrimage." Now they were very old. So then they said, "All right." Since the son is not cooperating, they decided to go. So they both were going by themselves. Then the wife of Pundalik asked him, "Where are they going?" "So they're going to Kasi. So I also want to go. Take me." So he immediately hired a horse, makes her sit on the horse, and both of them start towards Kasi. Now on the way, they see the old parents walking on the road with all the luggage in their head. But they just ignore, as if they don't know them, and both the couple start going ahead. Now before they reach Kasi, they reach a hermitage of a muni, Kukut Muni. So they, just like we ask, you know, where do we, shall we take a right, shall we take a left? You know, like those days, there is no GPS or there is no phone. So they just ask, they just pause at that hermitage and they ask Kukut Muni that, "How do we go? How far is Kasi from here?" So Kukut Muni makes a statement. He said, "I haven't been to Kasi, so I have no idea." So Pundalik makes fun of them. "Oh, really? You're such a big muni and you haven't ever been to Kasi, is it?" So he said, "No, but somehow I haven't been to Kasi." So he said, "Okay, well, we are going to Kasi. So can we take rest here tonight?" So Kukut Muni says, "Yeah, you're welcome. Please take rest in my hermitage and tomorrow morning you can take some prasad and you can go." So they were very happy. They were given some shelter. Meanwhile, their parents of Pundalik also come to the same hermitage and they are also taking rest in the same place. Now something very mysterious happens in the night. When everybody is taking rest, Pundalik sees three beautiful ladies who are very dirtily dressed. You know, they are very beautiful, but there is mud and dirt and everything on their faces and saris completely. And they're just coming there and cleaning Kukutmuni's ashram, completely sweeping and cleaning and watering, and they're doing all that. Whole night they are working. And by morning he sees these ladies, they become beautiful, effulgent looking. He's surprised, who are they? So he thinks that night, oh, maybe, am I dreaming, is it? So he asks Kukutmuni for permission, can I stay a day more? And Kukutmuni says, all right, you know, we are tired, we are fatigued, we like to stay for a day more. And he said, no issue. So that day night, again he sees, and this time Pundalik goes behind them and asks them, respected ladies, who are you? I see you come in the night all dull and the morning you go all effulgent. Who are you? So one lady says, we don't have to answer to a sinful person like you. The other lady says, oh, let it be, let it be. Let us reply to him. The third lady says, hey, look, boy, come here. I'll tell you who we are. She's Ganga. I'm Jamuna. And she's Saraswati. We are all rivers, the holy rivers. You were going to Kasi, is it not? So people like you, sinful people like you, they take bath in us, in our waters. And because sinful people like you take bath in our water, we become dirty like this. So what should we do with all this dirt? So every day we come and serve a Vaishnav like Kukutmuni. And because of that, all our dirt is gone and by morning we become effulgent, again all ready to take the sins of people. So then he asked in a very surprised way, why do you call me sinful? What have I done wrong? So he says, what a person you are. Your parents are pure Vaishnavas. They are the devotees of Supreme Personality of Godhead and you don't serve them. Who can be more sinful than you? And the moment they say that, that stuck to his mind. And immediately he thinks, oh, what I'm doing is wrong. I'm supposed to serve the Vaishnavas. I'm supposed to serve the elders. It's my duty to serve my parents. Now one may wonder, how come suddenly one line can bring about a sudden change in a person? But it's not one line. This Pundalik is not an ordinary person. He was the King Muchukunda in his previous life. In his previous life, we all recollect this pastime of Krishna, that how when Kalyavan, when he is running behind the Lord, and Lord is just running inside a cave, and inside that cave, Muchukunda is taking rest. Now, Lord is so merciful. He knows that his devotee needs him. Muchukunda had been sleeping there for thousands of years because Muchukunda had helped the demigods. Even Muchukunda had did Vaishnava Seva because he had helped the demigods to defeat the demons, and the demigods had asked Muchukunda, what can we do for you? And he said, nothing. I'm so tired. I just want to sleep. Just give me a boon that if anybody wakes me up halfway from my sleep, when I look at them, their eyes, they should get burned. So that was the boon. And now he was very happily been sleeping inside the cave, and that had been thousands of years. And now Krishna, our ever well-wisher and well-wisher of every jiva, is thinking, my devotee has been sleeping for a long time. This is the time I need to take him back home, back to Godhead, or perform some pastimes with him, give him darshan. So he makes this arrangement where Kalyavan attacks the Lord, and the Lord is running, and he gets inside the cave, and Muchukunda is sleeping, and Lord takes out his upper garment and puts it on Muchukunda, who is sleeping, and then Lord goes and hides. And then now when Kalyavan is running and he comes inside and he sees inside the cave, hey, Krishna is sleeping. He made me run all the way and he's sleeping here. Okay, I'm just going to wake him up. And he just kicks. And the moment he kicks, Muchukunda wakes up. And when Muchukunda's eyes open, as the boon was given by the devatas, Kalyavan gets burnt. And then he's just looking around, what is this happening? And then he sees the Lord standing there and he becomes so happy that, okay, my Lord has come to remind me, to give me darshan. So when he's taking the darshan of the Lord, he's so happy, keeps staring at the beautiful form of the Lord. So now the Lord is saying, yes, Muchukunda, what do you want? What can I do for you? He says, nothing. I just want to keep looking at you. But Lord says, I can't keep standing here. I have other pastimes to perform, but I just want to look at you. And the Lord says, I promise you, in the next time, next birth, I'll give you this opportunity where you can, you know, I'll keep standing and you can look at me. But now I need to go. So that same Muchukunda, he became Pundalik in his next life. So that is why sometimes we see in our spiritual journey also, different devotees that we come across. Some people come very new in Krishna consciousness, but they make such rapid progress and we are amazed. He just came a year back and how come he's going in such a speed? But it's just that the previous bank balance is so high. He's already done so much. Neha vikrama nashvasti pratyavayuna vidyate svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahatobhaya. Because he's just starting from where he stopped last time. So maybe last time he was already on a high. And then now this time it's just that somebody needs to wake him up. Hey, what are you doing? And then so this is what happened with Pundalik. And he was just woken up. Oh yes, what am I doing? I'm supposed to serve the Vaishnavas. That was a changing moment in his life. With the mercy of this holy river. See here also you see the Vaishnav Kripa. This holy rivers, they came and they woke Pundarik up from his sleep. Yeah. Then Pundarik starts serving his parents very nicely. There is a lot of change in his behavior. The parents become so happy. Pundarik is massaging their feet and taking care of them wonderfully. Now what happens? One day, the Lord comes to the place to see Pundarik. Now this is very special. Usually devotees go to see the Lord, but Lord is so happy and remembering Pundarik that he decides, let me pay a visit to my devotee Pundarik. So here is a scene. Pundarik is inside the room. Parents are taking rest. It's somewhere in the night and Pundarik is just, you know, massaging their feet. And then he hears a voice. The Lord is calling out, hey Pundarik, I've come to see you. And then he just looks at the doorway and he sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead is here and says, hey Pundarik, hello my friend, I've come to see you. And what's the response? Oh, is it? Can you wait? I'm just serving my parents. I'll just finish massaging their feet and then I'll come back. And Lord is surprised and then Lord asks, okay, I will wait. So, where do I stand? I mean, basically, Lord is expecting, where do I sit? Some sofa, give me some asan. You know, guests come at your house, what do you do? You offer them some asan. So, Lord is saying, yeah, so where do I stand on? And Pundarik is also thinking, what should I offer the Lord? So, but he doesn't want to stop his service of massaging. So, with one hand, he's doing this and with one hand, he picks up a brick, whatever comes in his hand. And he flings the brick towards the Lord and says, stand on this and I'll come back to you. So the Lord stands on the brick and he has his two hands on his waist and he's waiting. Just like sometimes we know the mother especially, they do this, you know, okay, how long are you going to take? Come on, come back. So the Lord is just putting his two hands on his waist and he's waiting for Pundarik to come. And this brick is also very special. All these pastimes are there in the Skanda Puran and the Padma Puran. There is a special chapter, Pandarpur Dham Mahatyam. So this brick is also very special because Indra, when he had killed a demon in a very mischievous way, not very morally, he did some cheating. At that time, a demon had cursed Indra. Hey, you're supposed to fight like equals, you know, you're cheating me. So because you have cheated me, I curse you, you become a brick. So Indra, you know, he say, what kind of punishment this is? And then he finally says, you know, that, okay, maybe, you know, when Lord will come and bless you and then you can be relieved. So Indra has been there as a brick, you know, in Pandarpur Dham. And now here he gets this opportunity where Pundarik flings the brick towards the Lord. So that brick on which, you know, Pandarinath is standing is Indra. So now, in Marathi, brick is called wheat, you know, they call it wheat. So the Lord who is standing on the wheat is called Vitala. Vitala Bhagavan ki. जय जय विठ्ठल विठ्ठल विठ्ठला जय जय विठ्ठल विठ्ठल विठ्ठला जय जय विठ्ठल विठ्ठल विठ्ठला माझा विठ्ठल पांडुरंगा ओ माझा ओ माझा विठ्ठल पांडुरंगा माझा विठ्ठल पांडुरंगा विठ्ठल विठ्ठल विठ्ठला जय जय विठ्ठल विठ्ठल विठ्ठला जय जय विठ्ठल विठ्ठल विठ्ठला जय जय विठ्ठल विठ्ठल विठ्ठला विठ्ठला हरि 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 विठ्ठला विठ्ठल विठ्ठल पांडुरंगा 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 पांडुरंगा विठ्ठला पांडुरंगा पांडुरंगा विठ्ठला विठ्ठला पांडुरंगा पांडुरंगा विठ्ठला 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 पांडुरंगा 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 विठ्ठला 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 पांडुरंगा विठ्ठला विठ्ठला Vithala, 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 Jai Jai Vithala, Vithal Bhagwan ki Jai, Rakumai Vithal Bhagwan ki Jai. So how did he become Vithal we know, but who is this Vithal? So Vithal is Krishna who came from Dwarka. So why did Krishna come from Dwarka to Pandharpur? So the reason is, there was a husband-wife issue. What happened is, Radha Rani came to visit Krishna at Dwarka. Now, this has happened in one kalpa, one day of Brahma. Krishna comes, right, in once in a day of Brahma. So this time, Radha Rani came to Dwarka to meet Krishna. So since Radha Rani had come after a long time to meet Krishna, they both were very closely and intimately sitting together. And Rukmini Devi saw that. So she got upset and she left Dwarka. So just to, you know, convince Rukmini Devi, because she's upset, Krishna is following Rukmini Devi. Dwarkadish is following Rukmini Devi. Now Rukmini Devi is from Maharashtra. So she comes to this place, Pandharpur. And Krishna is following her and trying to persuade her. So this is how it all happened. But Rukmini Devi is very adamant and she's not going to listen to Krishna. So meanwhile, Krishna thinks, anyway, till I just, you know, convince her, let me, by the way, meet my devotee Pundalik. And that is how he takes a detour and then goes to meet Pundalik. And he goes to meet Pundalik, but here Pundalik gave him a brick to stand. And he didn't even tell him that 15 minutes you stand, I'll just complete, or 20 minutes or 1 hour, he said stand, that's it. So when I'll come, he didn't say. So the Lord is waiting and waiting and waiting, and then finally, after he finishes his job with the Vaishnavas, with his parents, he comes and asks forgiveness. Oh my Lord, please forgive me, I made you wait. So the Lord says, I'm very happy with you, Pundalik, such, beautifully you are serving your parents. So what can I do for you? You know, you are serving. See, Lord becomes very happy when we serve Vaishnavas, right? Lord Vaishnavas and Lord's heart. So he says, I'm very happy you are serving Vaishnavas so nicely. So what can I do for you? Please ask me for a boon. And Pundalik says, what do I need anymore? The Supreme Personality of Godhead waits for me. Waits for my direction, you know, waiting for me. So what else do I need? But Lord says, no, no, ask something. Ask something. You know, without giving you a boon, I don't leave the place. Then he says, okay, the boon I want is stay here permanently. Don't go. Just be there in my, you know, object of my eyes. You know, please be there here. And not only for me, let everybody see this beautiful form of yours. You see this, such sweetness the devotee's heart has. You see in the Jagannath Leela also, when Narad Muni sees the Maha Bhava Prakash of Jagannath, of Dwarkadish in the form of Jagannath, he's not selfish. I saw, I'm happy, my job is done. He says, please see that everybody gets a chance to see this beautiful form of yours. And same thing here, Pundalik also says, okay, I'm happy, I saw this beautiful form of yours, let the whole world see. And anybody who sees this beautiful form of yours, they shouldn't take birth in other womb, you know, they shouldn't enter anymore any wombs. They should go back home, back to Godhead. Please bless all the jivas, my Lord. So the Lord agrees, okay, Pundalik, so I wait here. I wait upon the living entities. I give them darshan, I'll take them back home. So we see, still Vithal is, it's a self-manifested deity. The Vithal Nath is still there and he's waiting. He's just putting his hands and he's waiting for everybody, for all of us, for you and me and just about everybody, that, okay, when are you coming back? You know, I'm waiting and very eagerly waiting to take you back home, back to Godhead. So that is a beautiful pastime of Vithalji in Pandharpur. Of course, many devotees have this question, why is he called Panduranga? Now, I was hearing somewhere that actually Krishna is black, but when he comes from Dwarka, you know, that whole place is like a desert and there are lots of white sand there. So because he's like running and coming right behind Rukmini to, you know, stop her. So all that white sand is on his face. So the black Lord is covered with the white sand. So he's called Panduranga. The Ranga, the color is looking so different now. He's looking like white Krishna because of the white sand on his face. So that's how he runs behind Rukmini Devi and tries to calm her. And that is why you see when you go to the temple in Pandharpur, they are not together. Because Rukmini Devi is still not, convinced by the Lord. So she is separately doing her austerity and tapasya. So we see there is a separate temple of Rukmini Devi and a separate temple of Vitthalnath. So this day is very special because on this day, people come from all around. More than 20 lakh people have been walking for last 1 month to reach the Pandharpur Dham today. To have darshan. But everybody can't have darshan. It's impossible. But they have such emotion and such love for the Lord that even if they can't see Him, the fact that they are there on Ashadi Ekadashi day and they look at the shikhar of the temple, because it says that on this day, Lord climbs up on the shikhar and He sits on the top from there and He's looking at everybody, because everybody can't come inside the temple. So He's blessing everybody from top of the shikhar. So some people who can't enter the temple today, they look at the shikhar and satisfy. Okay, Lord, attendance, I've come to see You, my Lord. So it's such a beautiful, beautiful scene. If you happen to go anytime to Pandharpur on Ashadi Ekadashi, it is something amazing. Somehow, by Krishna's mercy, in 2010, myself and my husband, we were there on the day of Ashadi Ekadashi, and I saw this live, how there's sea of people. It's literally sea of people. There's so many devotees around, and the beauty is every single person has their both lips moving only for the name of Vitthal. They're continuously chanting the Lord's name. Either they are with the veena or they are with the cymbals, and they have their Gandhi topi. They are in this white colors, you know, and some all of them look alike, and such excitement and enthusiasm with which, and they've been walking completely. I mean, it's not that they were in vehicle, they're walking and walking and walking, you know. And then there are palakis. They're carrying the deities and they're so ecstatic, you know. And everywhere, they have this typical bhajan they sing, you know. Ram Krishna Hari Mukunda Murari. Ram Krishna Hari Mukunda Murari. Ram Krishna Hari Mukunda Murari. Panduranga, Panduranga, Panduranga Hari. Panduranga. Panduranga, Panduranga, Panduranga Hari. Ram Krishna Hari, Mukunda Murari. Ram Krishna Hari Mukunda Murari. Panduranga, Panduranga, Panduranga Hari. Panduranga, Panduranga, Panduranga Hari. Ram Krishna Hari Mukunda Murari. Ram Krishna Hari Mukunda Murari. Panduranga, Panduranga, Panduranga Hari. Panduranga, Panduranga, Panduranga Hari. Panduranga Hari Bolo, Panduranga Hari. Panduranga Hari Bolo, Panduranga Hari. Ram Krishna Hari Mukunda Murari. Rama Krishna Hare Mukunda Murari. Panduranga 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 Hare. Panduranga 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 Hare. Rama Krishna Hari Mukunda Murari. Rama Krishna Hari Mukunda Murari. Rama Krishna Hari Mukunda Murari. Panduranga 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 Hari. Panduranga 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 Hari. Panduranga Bolo Hari Panduranga Hari. Panduranga Hari Bolo Panduranga Hari. Rama Krishna Hari Mukunda Murari. Panduranga 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 Hari. 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 Rama Krishna Hari Mukunda Murari. So that is what the devotees, you know, the Varkaris, they are singing. It's such a beautiful sight to see in the streets of Pandharpur. So many devotees, Vaishnav Acharyas, have visited Pandharpur. All the Acharyas of all the four Sampradayas, the Sri Sampradaya, the Kumara Sampradaya, the Rudra Sampradaya, the Madhva Sampradaya, all of the Acharyas have visited there, and Lord Ram came there in search of Sita when he was in exile. And then Krishna came there with his cows. There's a special place in Pandharpur which is called Gopalpur. So there you can actually see the footprints of Krishna and the footprints of the cows and the calves. Because Krishna, in fact, the devotees stay, devotees who are in the vicinity, they say, this is not one time that Krishna came with the cows there. They say Krishna comes every day, even today in the afternoon, and he takes his lunch there. And then they said, what's the proof? They said, even Narad Muni comes to watch it. So just opposite that temple is a small temple of Narad Muni. Narad Muni sits there and he watches Krishna. So there's such beautiful pastimes in and around, you know, Pandharpur area. So Lord Ram came there and Lord Krishna came there and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there. So we all know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during his whole yatra, he goes to Pandharpur. And there he meets the godbrother of his spiritual master, Ishwar Puri, who is called Sri Rangapuri. And Sri Rangapuri informs Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that your brother, of course he doesn't know, initially he just says that, you know, there was one devotee by name Vishwaroop, and then how he took sannyas, and then how he left his body. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clarifies, this is my brother. So he says, yeah, he has left his body, son of Jagannath Mishra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there. So it's such a beautiful pilgrimage place, and it would be incomplete if we are talking about Pandharpur and we don't talk about Janabai, we don't talk about Tukaram, we don't talk about Gnaneshwar, Namdev, Choka Mela, so many beautiful pastimes are there of Lord with all these devotees. Of course, today in the given time, we cannot, you know, discuss all these pastimes. But one particular pastime which I like, one of my favorite, is how Tukaram on one Ashadi Ekadashi, he is unable to go to meet Lord Vitthal. And he writes a love letter. He writes a letter to the Lord. And he tells devotees who are going to, you know, Vitthalnath that particular year, that can you read this letter to Vitthalnath on my behalf? So he writes some 40 abhangas. And then a devotee, he reads to Vitthal that Tukaram is sick and he is unable to come. And all that beautiful verses that Tukaram composes for the Lord. So the devotee who is reading it also crying, because it is written such beautiful way that he is just reading it and crying and reading it and crying. And Vitthalnath, he's hearing and he's also crying. And both are crying. And Rukmini Devi says, what is this happening? Lord is crying and the devotee is crying. And then Rukmini Devi says, all right, let's go. We will go and meet Tukaram. If Tukaram is not able to come and meet us, so Lord says, how can we go? So many thousands of devotees are waiting for our darshan because they've all come walking to meet the Lord on Ashadi Ekadashi. Then Rukmini Devi says, all right, after they go, we will go. So they wait for 3-4 days after the crowd gets thin and all. And then both of them, they go and meet Tukaram. Actually, Rukmini Devi, she's ladies and mothers by heart, they're very soft and they're very smart also. So meanwhile, while the devotees are taking darshan of the Lord, Rukmini Devi asks Garuda, okay, Lord is crying for Tukaram, go and get Tukaram. Tukaram is sick, he can't walk, so let him come by Garuda. So Garuda goes to Tukaram and says, sir, you come, please come, Lord is waiting for you. And Tukaram says, how can I climb on you? My Lord sits on you, my Lord puts his lotus feet on you, and that same place, can I put my feet in that same place? Oh, I cannot. I'm sorry. Just go back to the Lord and say, I will not climb on your vehicle. So then Garuda comes back and tells Rukmini Devi, it's not working. He says, he'll not come in the Lord's vehicle. Then Rukmini Devi says, okay, fine, then we will go. So finally, Vitthalnath and Rukmini Devi, they go and they sit in the hut of Tukaram. And then Tukaram is so happy when the Lord comes. And then Tukaram tells his wife, okay, cook something for the Lord. The Lord has come, we have to offer something. So she cooks something and then they offer it to the Lord. So like that, so many beautiful pastimes are there. And this place, Pandharpur, is also called as Bhu Vaikuntha. It's like a Dwarka of the south. So the Lord is worshipped in Guruvayur as Guruvayurappan, you know. And then in Udupi, you know, in Kerala, he's like a Udupi Krishna. And then in Tirupati, he's Balaji. And the same Lord in Gujarat, he's Dwarkadish or Ranchod Rai. And the same Lord in Maharashtra is the Vitthalnath. So this place is very, very special. This Pandharpur place. It's also known as Dindirvan because there was a demon here called Dindira. And this demon was very powerful and nobody was able to defeat him. So then finally all the demigods and all, they just worshipping Lord. No? So Lord says, don't worry, I'll come and I'll kill him. So meanwhile, there is one king called Shri Chand. And then he worships Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva, and he says, okay, what do you want? You worshipping me, doing tapasya, what do you want? So he says, I want a son who is, like Vishnu. He said, nobody can be like Vishnu. Vishnu will come as your son. So finally, Lord comes like his son, you know. And then he's called Mallikarjuna. And then Lord comes and then Lord is like his, you know, growing up like his boy, like his son. And then when he is 20 years old, then he goes for hunting. And there he meets this demon Dindira. And then that's how the fighting between Dindira and Lord goes on for thousands of years. And finally, Lord kills him. So when Lord is killing him, now he's been in association of the Lord, even though fighting for thousands of years, there will be definitely some effect. So while he's leaving his body, he says, Hari, 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 he shouts. And Lord says, hey, you're telling my name. Now I have to deliver you. Now tell me, I have to give you some boon because you call my name. So tell me what you want. So he says, nothing. I just want that this place should be named after me. And then everybody will remember, you know, our pastime. So that place is called Dindiravan. That means another name of Pandharpur is also Dindiravan. The place where Lord kills this demon Dindira. There's also another pastime when Lord Shiva kills this demon called Tripurasura. That's how the Lord Shiva is called as Tripurari, because he killed the demon Tripurasura. It was so tough that Lord Shiva was completely perspiring, so much perspiration. So the Lord Shiva's perspiration became a river and it started flooding every place. So it also passed through Pandharpur. So there Bhairav, who is the security, you know, guard of Pandharpur, stops that river from flowing further. But then that river prays to Lord Vitthala, please allow me to flow. Then Vitthala says, you can flow, but don't make noise. So she makes a half parikrama of that, you know, of this Pandharpur. So this half parikrama is like a half crescent moon. So that is why this river in Pandharpur is called Chandrabhaga. So actually it's a Bhima river and it's called Chandrabhaga because it just makes a half crescent parikrama. So that's why when devotees go to Pandharpur, they also take bath in the Chandrabhaga river. And this also called Lohadanda. This is very special pastime. We all know in the Ramayana, you know, we know this special pastime of how Gautam Muni had cursed his wife Ahalya because of a wrong relation with Indra. Indra had violated her. So now Gautam Muni cursed Ahalya to become a stone. And he cursed Indra that he will have disease all over his body. So now somehow Ahalya was relieved because Lord Rama's lotus feet touch her and she regains her female form back. But what about Indra? He's suffering. So he's requesting, what can I do? Then Lord says, okay, here it is. I give you a Lohadanda, an iron rod. Carry it everywhere. Go to all the holy places. And in whichever river this iron rod floats. Iron doesn't float usually, right? But if it floats, then that river is the solution for all your problem. Take a dip in that river and you will be relieved. So then Indra is carrying everywhere. And when he comes to Chandrabhaga, he sees this iron rod is floating. Then he takes bath in Chandrabhaga river and he is relieved from all his disease. So even that place you can still see where Indra was relieved from his disease. And of course, some also say that Lord killed this Dindira Asura with the Lohadanda, with an iron club. That's why that place is also called Lohadanda. So like that, there are so many different pastimes that happen in Pandharpur. So the takeaway of today's class would be that today is a very important day and a very auspicious day, a great opportunity for us to connect to the Lord all the more, remember the beautiful pastimes of his devotees. Chaturmas begins today. We can take up some vows of austerity, maybe chanting more, reading more, eating less, trying to complete our rounds in the Brahma Muhurta, worshipping Tulsi Devi, maybe Akhanda Deep, or maybe just like Damodar month, morning, evening, we can offer some Deep and Dhoop, and we can do Vaishnav Seva. That's the best we can do because this whole pastime is based on Vaishnav Seva. How Pundarik, it's not about only taking care of his parents. If it was only about taking care of parents, there were so many people in this world who are taking care of the parents. Lord did not go and meet everybody just like he met Pundarik, but Pundarik's parents were devotees. When somebody serves a Vaishnava, then they can purchase Lord. Because Vaishnav Seva, that is why you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so much insisting, right? Name Ruchi, Vaishnav Seva, Jivadaya. These three things are very important for Vaishnavas to follow. And so unless and until Lord is in our remembrance, we wouldn't know what to do and when to do. Like, why am I saying this? When the Lord appeared suddenly in front of Pundalik and he asked, what do you want? Pundalik was well prepared to answer that what he wants. Oh yeah, my Lord, I want to see you like this. So unless and until somebody is in our consciousness, we won't be able to even understand or to what to ask, what not to ask. So it's a preparation of lifetime to give that final exam, you know, properly. So one should be in that consciousness. And Lord is giving us such beautiful, beautiful opportunities to connect to him by ways of festivals and fastings and feastings and so many such programs. And Ekadashi is one such day because Ekadashi is so, so very special that even if you're unable to do any other fasting, if you simply fast on Ekadashi, it's enough. So, with this one small story, I'll close it here because that's the Mahima of Ashadi Ekadashi, which comes in the Bhavishyata Puran, when Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking Lord Shri Krishna, what's so special about this particular Ashadi Ekadashi? And then Lord tells a story of how there was a king called Mandhata and how he was such a pious king and how nicely he was taking care of his citizens and so wonderfully he was doing and everybody was so happy under his rule. But once it so happens that there is a drought in his kingdom, and for 3 years there is no rain, and everybody is suffering, and the king is also suffering in the mind that what did I do wrong? Why my citizens are suffering? So he goes in the forest, and then he meets this Angira Muni, and then Angira Muni tells him that in your kingdom a Shudra has been, you know, performing certain rituals which he's not supposed to, so you go and kill him. But Mandhata king is so soft-hearted. He said, I can't do it. Please give me some other solution. So then he says, okay, you do this Ashadi Ekadashi, the Devashayana Ekadashi, and your kingdom will flourish again. So then Mandhata king, not only he does it, he makes all his citizens do it, and then his kingdom flourishes again. So that's the glory of today's Ekadashi. Of course, every Ekadashi is special. It says in the, in Brahma Vaivarta Puran that the gopis, they ask Radha Rani, what is so special about you that Krishna loves you so much? We are also serving Krishna. You are also serving Krishna, but Krishna likes you more. So then Radha Rani says, I'll tell you today the secret why Krishna loves me so much. She says, because I do all the Ekadashis. All the 26, 26 if there is Adhik Mass, otherwise 24. I do all these 24 Ekadashis, and one who does Ekadashi becomes Hari Priya, becomes Priya, becomes close, becomes a Lord's favorite. So if we want to become Lord's favorite, then we have to follow every Ekadashi with lot of enthusiasm and do nice Shravanam and Kirtanam and Japam and charity, which ends the Ekadashi in the right way, and Vaishnav Seva. That is a proper ending for Ekadashi. Then we can also become very, very dear to the Lord. So with this, I'll end it here. Thank you so much, devotees. So have a great Ashadi Ekadashi. May Lord Shri Krishna bless you all. Thank you so much. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Krishna, Krishna. Krishna nage sab Krishna 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 nage sab Krishna 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 nage sab Krishna, Krishna.